I feel good about it. It was a good day of practice today, and, you know, I'm excited, and I'm just going to go through the week like I'm definitely going to be playing, and you know, hopefully Eric can get back, but I'm just going to go in there like I'm going to be playing, and I prepare like it.
Mike McCarthy was saying the decision be made on Saturday regarding Aaron's status. Do you have any other way you could approach it other than it's going to be you, and if it changes?
I think I got to be fair to my teammates and myself, and I got to go in there like I'm going to be playing. And, you know, if not, that's great. Aaron will be back. But I'm going to go in there like I can and prepare as much as I can and as well as I can. Yeah, they're extremely valuable. I go from getting just a handful of plays during the week to getting, you know, most all of them. And so it's been good, you know, getting the timing with the receivers, every small things, like just working snap count with the offensive line. And, you know, everyone's snap count's a little bit different. So, you know, just small things like that. And, if I get my chance and get in there, I think the timing will be a lot better than it was last week. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. They show a lot of looks on defense. They run a lot of coverages, a lot of fronts. It's something I'm really going to have to study, do a lot of film work. And, we got a good start at it yesterday and today. So, you know, I'm just going to keep looking for it and know that, you know, there might be something up his sleeve.
Is the week of preparation and the mindset easier this time around now that you had the week preparing with the starters before Miami as well? Is it a little more comfortable this time?
I wouldn't say it's easier. You know, I went into the week last time just like I'm going into it this time. And, it's a good opportunity for me, you know, to grow as a quarterback during the week and, just prepare myself and to be a starter. So.
Yeah,
it's definitely a big game. It's a night game. It'll be, you know, on TV. And, but I've played in big games before. I know it, not at this level. I've been on a big stage before, so, you know, that's not going to really bother me. It's just getting on the plane Saturday, being completely prepared, have my mind at ease that I've prepared myself as much as I can.
Matt, you've been here a couple of seasons, and guys know you, and they've got to be confident. You've had a lot of time with the system. You can be prepared to go out there and play it off.
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to the receivers and the running backs and everybody most on the offense, and, from what they said, they have confidence in me, and it feels good, you know, to know that they're behind me. And, we got a lot of playmakers out there. I know that I'm not going to have to go out and make, you know, amazing plays. Just get the balls in their hand and let them do their thing.
Matt, has Aaron talked to you? Has he given you a go-get-him kind of thing?
No, not yet. Aaron's focused on getting ready and trying to get back. And, I'm sure as the week will go along and we'll see how it goes, I'm sure we'll be talking. On Sunday? He seemed fine. I don't really know his symptoms or whatever's going on, but you know, I saw him this morning and you know, he seemed fine. We had a conversation, just a normal conversation.
I'm sure you understand the game plan as well as anybody in here, Matt. Mm-hmm. Would you expect it to be the same if it was you, if it was Graham, if it's Aaron? I mean, the coaches say that. Is it truly the same type of plays called?
Yeah, I feel like it is. You know, when I got in there in Detroit this past weekend, we didn't hold anything back. We went out there and we kept firing away at them. I think as an offense as a whole, we'd expect, you know, whoever steps in, that the offense is going to be the same. Maybe running the same plays, and, that's how we're going to prepare it. And I'm excited about this weekend.
Did it give you a vote of confidence that they call those timeouts before halftime to get you that extra drive instead of saying, you know what, let's just wait and regroup at halftime?
You know, it always feels good when your head coach, looks at you and say, hey, let's go get them. We're not going to, you know, run the clock out or anything like that. Let's go fire away, try to get some points.
Going up against the Patriots, Dom Capers talked to you a little bit about from when he worked with Belichick on the defense, a little bit about the Patriots?
No, I haven't talked to Dom yet, but, we'll see if we decide to do that or not.
Patriots have a lot of young people in the secondary right now. Is that kind of an advantage for you going up against a really, really
good defense? I'm not sure. They're a good defense. I think that they play their schemes well. They play a lot of different defenses. They disguise their coverages real well, and they're a good defense. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're going to have to, you know, execute the plays and be hitting on all cylinders.
You got throwing for them on the other side. Obviously, you've been doing this at high level for a long time. And
pretty good.
Things that you look at from him that you – what's your take on just, you know, his game and what he's
doing? Yeah, I admire him a lot. He's kind of like me. He's a late-round pick. He's a great player. You know, I've always been a fan of his and watching him play. And, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, it's going to be, you know, fun going up against him.
Quarterback to quarterback, there are a couple of things about his game that you say, you know, you either pattern yourself after or just say, you know, what is it that he does so well?
He's very accurate. He's got a great arm. And he sees the defense real well. He's very comfortable. It seems like the game's, you know, real slow for him, and sees everything real well. And like I said, just has a great arm.